The scripture that we spent a lot of time on in John 12:27. Now is my soul troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. And that response of Christ to the ultimate test is also the mind of Christ in us in any testing. And that's faith. Faith says the author of whatsoever situation I find myself in is God. Therefore, I can rest in it because it is happening for my edification. And so you stop the mind from doing what all the Gentile minds do. Is the instant to either flee physically or flee in your mind from any test. And this is what sets you apart from all other men on the face of the earth. Father, my soul is troubled. Deliver me from this hour? No, for this hour came I unto the world. It's cosmic, it's universal, it applies to every situation you can find yourself in. If you're in a marriage and the marriage partner is doing something totally obscene, totally weird, that's affecting every value thing that you have, at that moment, you exert yourself, you elevate yourself. Or you say, Father, internally, Father, my soul is troubled. Deliver me from this hour. No, for this hour came I into the world. In doing that, you create a spiritual vacuum. And the Holy Spirit has to rush in and solve it and deal with it. Any other condition is just the idolatry of the age with the name of God on it. This is the exact opposite. Whatever is taught by the word faith movement. It's not just different, it's exactly opposite. Now, it's a huge reach for you as a human being to accept what I've just said. I mean, it is foreign, totally foreign, everything and every value system that you have ever learned.
I really understand leaving your mind now more than ever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether you leave in your mind or you leave physically. It's the same. You've left the test. You can't, but you have to see that you went to leave the test. You give all of the land back to the enemy. And then you ask God to bless a cursed land. Can you see that? Now this, I can't tell you this, this is the line of demarcation. This is totally foolishness. But it's what will speed your understanding, and it will speed up the act of, because it will be an act of obedience. It'll be hearing the word of God under whatever condition you find yourself in. And by that, your mind will be renewed and you will be on the way to transfiguration, which is your only purpose in being here. And you will, by that act, declare and be in agreement with the universe that it's finished.
That was the thing I really struggled with, you know, after.
Kay was killed, it's like, you know, you're supposed to think, you may all have my joy in him and not another. And I thought, oh, you know, I don't know that, you know, I can do that Job thing where things just get wiped out and wiped out and wiped out. And you say, well, I'll still say, you know, yay, God. You know, is God always going to be jealous and just anytime you care about something, he's just going to come through and kill it? I don't know. I don't feel equal to that. But even now, I don't feel equal to that.
Well, that's why we are never equal to it. But we step out of it and let him who is equal to it reign. That's all it, this is. I mean, the thing that I just drives me up a tree, it puts me on the verge of that which is probably my nature, which is killing, is if when I'm in real serious pain, is the platitudes. But then even that can be transformed because I see even in the most maudlin, sickeningly sweet platitudes that it's simply someone's attempt to say they love me. And so then that nature in me, which is to go for your throat, is transformed, and it becomes one of seeing that seeing love. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came a voice from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said it, that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. Then Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now this is the one I want you to hear tonight. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Now, when you make that statement, Father, for this hour came I unto the world. The prince of the world has no power in you. He is defeated. His defeat is evidenced and certain at the cross, and he is through in you. Can you hear that? Yeah. Now is the prince of this world cast out.
It's the only solution.
Now, with that confession, with that certainty that now is the prince of this world, this earthen vessel, cast out, he cannot abide. And in that position, then you stand up to the bar and you stand in the gap and you will never again be a victim of anything in this face of this earth, and you will be able to minister to the needs around you instead of being one that sucks in the energy. And that's your destiny. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. In every arena of life, I don't care how slight it is. I don't care if you've been slighted slightly and you go in this debate whether or not I should or shouldn't be feel this way. All that is gone forever. Now my soul is troubled. What shall I say? Deliver me from this hour? No, for this cause came I into the world. And every act, every thought, every part of your being will be transformed. All the little pettiness between people is gone. Because the prince of the world, of your world, is cast out. Now is the judgment of this world seen. You could never again exercise your rights because the Antichrist has been cast out of this world. He cannot abide. The Antichrist has to be self for self. So if self is uncomfortable, self has to do something about it. Well, that's just reasonable. I'm just drinking for my back.
What?
Doctor told me to.
Oh, drinking for my back.
I'm just drinking for business purposes. I'm just mad at Barbara because. I just think we have too many meetings here. Even this is true. Even this is true when Harry is on a trip. Because of that act, because of the certainty that the prince of the world is cast out and the judgment of the world has come, then in that act, you are in an agreement with Christ that he is lifted up and you are on the cross. You understand that?
Wow.
Ooh,
Wow.
Can you do that again?
Read verse 32.
That was too cool. I didn't see that.
Verse 32.
When you stop exercising the right to yourself, you testify in a cosmic sense that Jesus Christ is lifted up and you are dead on the cross.
Which is what he meant when he said, you're my witnesses.
To be a witness, the word witness is the Greek word martyr. He's resurrected and he can't be resurrected if you're there. Because this only has room. This is only a vessel. You crucified the false deity and he is resurrected. When you stop the exercising of the right, your rights, your right to yourself, you create the spiritual vacuum in which he then has to be glorified by the Holy Spirit. It's inexorable. It cannot not happen. That's the meaning of Passover. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. Targuming that verse, it says, and I, when I shall be lifted up upon the cross, and by my death shall destroy him who hath the power of death, then will I draw all nations, or some from all nations, out of his dominion and power unto me. And and then you are drawn unto him. You understand? Now, you can be the broken bread and the poured out wine because there's no rites. But the mystery is, by the emptying of self from that position, you own all things because you are a joint heir with Christ. And all things exist for your purpose. And every step your foot takes is the promised land. You can never leave the promised land, even to slither back into Kadesh Barnea. Can everybody say amen?
Amen.
Amen. I think this is enough. Anybody have any thoughts?
That's like down at the ocean. There was this couple.
A what?
The ocean.
The ocean.
She can speak with a 10 in any language.
No. There was this couple. I'm thinking about married couples. There was this couple, 19, from Houston. And we meet them, and they're sitting on the beach, and she says to me, "Is this water fresh or salt?" I mean, she's from Beaumont. Now, this is ridiculous.
Was she blonde?
Yes.
Stop a minute. There's an attempt to escape what was said here tonight. I mean, does everybody, did it sink in to some level that it's going to...
I know, it sunk in on me. It's like, I've heard these words. It's like... I got tricked to be in this room tonight. I heard what you said. I'm responsible for what you said. And there's no place to hide. I'm reminded of Daryl talking about feeling like a great big fat roach on a white tile floor with a spotlight on it. There's no place to hide. It's simple. And that's a little sobering.
And the realization that I'm on the cross.
Or that moment you reach when you say, "These are my interests, but faith is over here."
Yeah.
You know, am I going to protect? Am I going to have faith?
Also, I'm reminded of this is another one of God's solutions. It's like when he comes up with water, and water does like 6 million things. This is even more elegant than that. It's the only solution to the dilemma. And it's an incredibly elegant solution. Even as a kid, I know everybody's had this thought. As a kid, I thought, what is this stuff about? You can have whatever you ask, and you know, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, if I had whatever I asked, if I could cause to be whatever I think, it would be the worst thing in the world because I'd kill everybody, and, you know, everything would be on fire and it'd be ruined. And it's like God doesn't give you the keys to the car until...
Till this moment.
I mean, you don't get the keys till you have no self.
There's the scripture where it says, you know, if you're worried about your salvation, or you're trying to save yourself, and
you lose yourself.
Press that down, and you bring.
Yeah, you.
You
crucify the Son of God afresh. Please consider these things. Take it, big guy.